Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm glad you're with me. We have some special people lined up for the next 2 hours of this three-hour program. So if you've missed any of it, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. By the middle of the week, you will find at travelers411.com the podcast, which will stay for 52 weeks. And a year and a week later, the newest show will bump off the oldest. But, you can hear shows going back to the first Sunday in, it was July 7th, 2002, when we first went on the air, because every show is archived. So you literally, you know, and there's nothing better than getting the information from the people who are responsible, who live in the destinations, who know what they're talking about. I mean, I so often hear amazingly incorrect information being given by people, and it drives me mad. So, worse than that, you know, I'm still diligently working, and this is not an easy story. I'm diligently working on finishing up my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, and I hope when I'm finally done with that, that there will be other travel guides forthcoming. But I'm having a tough time with it, because one of the challenges is that the people in Ireland are always creating new things. So there's always something that I just don't want to leave out, and I finally got to the point where I've said, well, it's got to go in the next edition, because we have to draw lines in the sand somewhere. But I'm just waiting for some approved information before I send it to print to my publisher about dually car rental. You know dually car rentals, dualycarrentals.com. They have been the only family owned, operated, and managed independent car rental company in Ireland. Well, they were a few weeks ago purchased. Happily, they were purchased by a company that, believe it or not, is a entirely family-owned and operated company in the car rental business, and that's Enterprise Car Rental. And I am just thrilled that if there was a company that was going to gobble up dually car rentals, it was Enterprise, a company that I like to use when I'm in most places in the world because their service is really exceptional and their prices are always very, very good. And it's my impression that dually car rentals will, at least for some time period, I don't know if, you know, forever or what, because I don't know what forever means exactly, dually car rentals will be operating as dually car rentals, but they will be a division of Enterprise Car Rentals. And I'm waiting for Pat Dooley, because I only get information from people who are truly in authority, to come back and tell me that how I have to change whatever it is that I have said about Dooley as it relates to what's being published in my travel guide. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. But I want to make sure that you visit travelers411.com, not only for the podcast that you can download, but be sure to visit the directories. We make a directory for every single guest, and there you will find the person's name, company, title, destination, a link to their website, a link to their archived audio, and a link to their podcast. I mean, it just makes your life simple. So, you know, we are very delighted to have Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut, on as a sponsor in cooperation with Aer Lingus, Ireland's airline that flies well beyond Ireland. And in the next hour, we're going to be hearing from Jeff Wright, the director of sales for North America for Aer Lingus. And he's, among other things, going to share with us all the places that you can fly to from Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut, which is easy reach and it's worth doing if you're in the New York metro, Connecticut, Massachusetts area. I've flown round trip from Bradley twice. And it's nice just going to Ireland, but you can actually connect and go through to Europe. And Jeff will be sharing with us this 24 cities from Bradley that you can fly to Europe on Aer Lingus. But if you live, you know, in Dallas or Houston or St. Louis or Portland, Oregon or somewhere, you might want to know about, you know, go research the closest airport to you that you can fly with Aer Lingus and the 80 cities that you can reach from their other airports that they use. Well, I'm looking down this list of where you can go from Bradley, and one of the, with Aer Lingus, one of the airports is Hamburg, Germany. Now, Hamburg has been gnawing away at me. Unlike the hamburger that you gnaw on, this is Hamburg gnawing on me. And the reason it's been gnawing on me is that my very good friend, Niels Haupt, who is like a member of our family, who I met when he was working based in New York for Lufthansa German Airlines, he, when he left Lufthansa, moved to Hamburg and is working in Hamburg for Hapag-Lloyd, the enormous and prestigious cargo shipping company, whose name you probably know. If you've ever, you know, passed a truck on a road or driven near a seaport, you've seen the evidence of the work of Hapag-Lloyd going on. And he has been nagging at me to take a side trip to Hamburg. And I think what I'm going to do the next time I fly from Bradley is go to Hamburg with a stop in Ireland in each direction. So fly over to Ireland, spend a couple of weeks, fly over to Hamburg, spend some time with Niels in Hamburg, and then fly back, have a farewell party for a few days in Ireland, and go home. Does that sound perfect? And there are so many cities you can do that with. So I went and dug up my friend Niels, who's, this is not easy because usually he's somewhere in the world in some time zone that's completely impractical for trying to speak with him. And I nailed him. And we've got him on the line, live from Hamburg, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show, brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, presenting Jaws in concert at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, on Sunday, June 18th at 8 p.m. Join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops as they perform in the Koussevitzky Music Shed on the grounds of Tanglewood, the entire score in sync with one of the greatest motion pictures of all time. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Niels Haupt. He is the Senior Director of Corporate Communications for Hapag-Lloyd, based in Hamburg, Germany. How are you, sweet child?
Hi, Stephanie. How are you? I'm doing well, and I hope you do as well.
I'm wonderful. Ask anybody. So let me think. It was, I think, September 23rd, when 2014, when you flew out of New York with no plans of coming back immediately and went off to Hamburg in search of an apartment and waiting for all your furniture from New York to catch up with you and get settled in Hamburg. Are you settled now?
Well, I should say I'm settled, yes, but of course I miss the United States and I miss New York terribly. And of course I miss the wonderful Tanglewood Festival, which I attended year by year as long as I was in the United States. So I miss that terribly and I should come back to the Berkshires.
So I already have my Tanglewood tickets for the summer. And I purchased 2 extra tickets for most of the performances, 2 more than we can account for in our family, so that when you show up, I don't have to say, how am I going to get tickets for you? So I am going to send you the list of the performances I have tickets for. I have extra tickets for, and there are lots of them. And I want you to sit down with your calendar and pick the dates and make a commitment to it so I know you're coming.
That's extremely seducing.
Yes. Well, 1 year I had to bribe you with the Beethoven's Fifth, which you told
That's
me for
right.
Germans is like the national anthem. And 1 year I had to bribe you with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God, you really bribed me. I remember that.
Yes.
How could I ever forget that?
Yes, so I have to send you the list, and you have to take a look and go, I have to see this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back talking with Niels Haupt, because I want to hear, when I fly through Bradley Airport with Aer Lingus and I connect in Dublin on a perfect connection to Hamburg, and you're going to meet me at the airport, where are you going to take me? We'll be right back.
Oh, my sweet Fräulein, down in Berlin town, makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby moved over the sea.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Niels Haupt. Niels is with Hapag-Lloyd, the big shipping company. He's based in Hamburg, where their international headquarters is. He is the Senior Director of Corporate Communications. And how much time are you in Hamburg as compared to traveling the rest of the world, Niels?
Well, actually, not so often, I have to say, as we are heavily engaged in South America, and our biggest owner, 31% of Hapag-Lloyd, is owned by a company in Chile. So I'm traveling a lot to Chile, and
what a gorgeous country.
We are going to merge with an Arab shipping line, so I'm pretty sure I'll be in Dubai and in Riyadh within the next weeks pretty often.
I'm glad you're a man, because if you were a woman, that would be a problem.
Dubai would be a problem, indeed. Yeah,
Dubai wouldn't be a problem, but Riyadh would.
Maybe it would, yes. And it's already difficult to get a visa because you have to go to Berlin. You have to apply in person for the visa. They do an interview, and it is really complicated to get there.
Oh, I'll tell you a good story. In my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, and because... well, for reasons I prefer not to share right now on the air. Well, I'll tell you what the reason was. I was given the opportunity to head up the international development of our company, which I was prepared to do and had the skill to do, had the knowledge to do, had the passion to do. But the real reason that it was thrown in my lap was that the person whose job it should have fallen to, who shall remain nameless, but I'll let you figure it out, and I was number two in the company, so you go work out who it was on your own. Really didn't enjoy talking with people who didn't speak English as a primary language. So anybody with an accent, he had trouble just tuning his ears in and wanted no parts of it, which was great for me because I loved it. I mean, I learned so much. I learned so much about the cultures and the background and the countries and whatever in selling the master franchises for the opening of offices of our company in foreign countries. And yeah. I met with Prince, all right, what was his name? Prince Abdul Aziz and Prince Faisal, but you didn't have to call them Your Royal Highness or anything like that because they weren't in line for the throne, but their father, Prince Faisal, was. He was one of the 100 families and one of the brothers of the king, and he was pretty far down the line, so he probably never would wind up king. But in any event, the father was putting up the money for the two boys, who were in their early 20s, to purchase the master franchise for the GCC. So the Gulf nations of, you know, of Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, and it's Qatar people, not Qatar. Qatar is C-U-T-T-E-R. Qatar is Q-A-T-A-R. So
right.
It was Qatar, it was Bahrain, it was the UAE, and they threw in Egypt and said, because I was the one in charge of the whole program, that we will meet in Egypt because it was easier for a woman to do business in Egypt than to try to, you know, you have to. I said, I'll come to Saudi Arabia if they'll do for me what they did for Queen Elizabeth. When she went to Saudi Arabia, they made her an honorary man. How do you like that for a slap in your head? They made me, they would make you an honorary man, which meant that, yes, you could drive a car, that you could go out alone, that you didn't have to get dressed up in a tablecloth when you went out. You know, you could just go like a human being. Or like a man, anyway. And they said, well, that's not going to happen, so we'll meet in Egypt. But, and the other thing was, they said that when getting the visa, they're going to ask for my religion. So as not to be problematic, I should put on the form that I am a Unitarian Universalist, which Thomas Jefferson was, by the way. Mm-hmm. And that would, you know. And they told me about a very nice Jewish fellow named Michael Fields, who I've never met, who was a landscape architect. I think he did a lot of work with or for Walt Disney. And somebody in that family hired him to come out and do some landscaping. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Oh my God. You look at Disney World or Disneyland, and you look at the architecture and the landscape architecture and say, I want that man to come and do my yard. So he's a nice Jewish fellow. And so in order to avoid any problems that are created by the folks that would be receiving you, he put down he was a Unitarian Universalist. It's difficult to live a life of hypocrisy, you know, when somebody twists your arm into something, sometimes people do what they have to do. In my case, I couldn't hide the fact that I was a woman. So so I'm glad you're a man, because that will short circuit any stories anywhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That could be a good thing. But in any event, when you are at home, I know you are a very sophisticated traveler and you are a person who has been everywhere and done everything. Culturally, what is happening in Hamburg? So when I come to see you, where are you taking me?
Well, actually, something very, very exciting happened here in Hamburg, because in 2005, the city of Hamburg decided to build a new concert hall. And so they did. And the original cost estimation was 60 million. And 12 years later now, we opened that one in January, and it cost close to 900 million euro. It's one of the most expensive buildings in Europe. But also, I have to say, it's one of the most exciting. It's really an awesome building built by Swiss architect Herzog de Meuron, two architects. And they built the new concert hall on an old storage building right in the middle of the port. Partly there is a hotel on one side of the concert hall. On the other side, there are private apartments. I think it's the most expensive apartments you can buy in Germany. It is a great view. You are going on an escalator, which is the longest and biggest escalator you can have in Europe. And you climb up in the eighth floor with one escalator, and then you enter this concert hall, and I can't describe it. I was lucky and I got two subscriptions for jazz concerts and for classical concerts. And I've seen the most exciting concerts. The last concert I had was Chick Corea. I don't know if you know Chick Corea, the jazz piano player from the U.S. And I mean, it was really awesome. And
can I just ask you a quick question?
The concert hall is sold out for the next 12 months. And it is nearly impossible to get any ticket. So it's a thrilling success for the city. Although it was for years, it was a scandal because they stopped construction there was lots of legal stuff going on as well. But finally they opened.
So hold on one second. Hang on. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm stuck at the escalator. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Niels Haupt from Hamburg, Germany. You can get there with Aer Lingus and out of Bradley Airport, too. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me live from Hamburg, Germany, is my good friend Niels Haupt. And we're talking about what there is in Hamburg to see and do. Now, you were from a small town near Frankfurt, no? Isn't that where you grew up?
That's right, yes.
And I remember we visited there, and you told me that, was it your father, your grandfather, or both, who were deans of the local church?
That's right, and even my brother is a dean, so it's three generations of deans.
And how did you screw up?
Well, I don't know. I studied theater science, and which is close to standing on the pulpit, so to say. Oh. I mean, it's just not the church, it's a theater. And I loved what I did, but then, you know, by chance I ended up in public relations, which is not too bad.
Not at all. And I have to say, you are very good at it. And that's a very slim portion of the world of people in public relations. I need to write a book about that. But, you know, there are really only, I can count on, I don't even need all the fingers on one hand to count the people who are truly fabulous in PR. And you are one of them. And I have enormous admiration for you and your skills. Because I have seen you at work, and you're amazing. Because you don't just do things; you do things that have ongoing and lasting value. So it's not just about some fireworks and it's over.
But thank you so much.
We'll do that conversation on another day. But may your tribe increase. But you were talking earlier about. You know, I remember when you made the decision to accept this position in Hamburg, and it wasn't Frankfurt. You know, it wasn't Munich. Hamburg is different. I've never been to Hamburg. I've been all over Germany. I've never been to Hamburg. And I have to tell you, the little story you told us about the concert hall is enough, if I didn't know you, to make me want to go just to see where is this place. But I'm fascinated by the story about the 8-story-high escalator. It's one escalator that just keeps going up 8 floors?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. Do you get a nosebleed at the top?
The eight levels below the concert hall, that's a parking lot. And then on the 8th and 9th floor, you have, we call it the, what's it called? Like an atrium. So you can even go there and take a look on the port. You have a beautiful view on the city and on the port. So you can just take the escalator from morning until midnight and go up and enjoy the view. And if you have the concert ticket, you might even go on and see the concert hall, because it's not open for guided tours. It's only open for the concert. And people from all over the world are really coming. It's like a pilgrimage. People coming here to Hamburg to see this. I mean, it's like a miracle, because if you see the architecture, it looks like an ocean wave. This building, the 8 stories below the new construction, that's an old storage building from the 60s of the 20th century. And then they used this old building to put a new, very, very daring construction of glass on that old storage building. And it looks exciting. And as Hamburg has a port which is more than 800 years old, and this city is very much connected to the maritime industry and to the ocean, so for sure, the architects wanted to make this a symbol of this concert hall, so it really looks like ocean waves. I can't describe it differently, but it's really worth seeing. Google it and take a look. It's amazing. It's called Elbphilharmonie, because it's directly at the river Elbe, which is where Hamburg is located. So they called it the Elbphilharmonie, and the Hamburg people already call it the Elfie. Elfie is a short name for Elfriede. It's a German name, and it's kind of a very loving name for a concert hall. So I go to the Elfie tonight, is what the people say.
Well, I have to tell you something I want you to think about. Every time somebody says Elfie, you have to think of me. Because when I sign off on emails to people in Ireland, I sign it usually hugs, because if I know somebody, it's hugs. Otherwise, it's best. But it'll say hugs, herself the elf, Elfie, and then just the letter S and a period, and they know it's me, you know, if it, email goes. And I got the name Elfie because I kept signing everything herself the elf. And my good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell, who is the executive director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick County, Down Ireland, a place you haven't been yet, but I'm going
to
make you meet me there so I can take you places. And now you can fly with Aer Lingus from Hamburg to Dublin. I'll meet you at Dublin Airport, and that'll be good. And then maybe we'll fly back together. So in any event, he started calling me, Tim Campbell started calling me Elfie, because I signed my emails herself the elf, and that's how I got that name. So there are a lot of people in Ireland call me Elfie. So every time you hear that, you think of me, all right?
Instead of thinking
honey bunny. So I have to share that. Isn't that true? Don't you call me honey bunny all the time?
Sure.
I have all these lovable names.
The princess of the woods as well, of course.
Yes, I get voicemails and emails to the princess of the woods because we live in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, and because you're goofy. So in any event... But you said something that's very discouraging, and that's that this concert hall is sold out for the next 12 months. Is it really, or are there some... I mean, if you knew somebody, are there producer seats or something?
I always say, you know, you could put an empty bucket on the stage, you know, and it would be sold out, because many of these people are just coming to see this amazing work of the architects, and they're not really interested what kind of concert is in the concert hall. They just want to see the building. I mean... Although we have great concerts here, I mean, we just had the New York Philharmonics here, we had the Vienna Symphonics here, we had the Berliner Symphony Orchestra here. So we have the big orchestras here with the famous conductors. On the other hand, Hamburg has two very good orchestras as well. So I mean, it's in terms of architecture, but also in terms of music, it is really worth coming, as long as you get a ticket. It's a seat capacity of 2,100 seats, so that's a lot. It's a lot, and it's sold out, as I said, every night. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, for people like you and me, it's not like the average person who's home 340 days a year or more, who can pick a date a year from now and say, well, when the date comes, we'll go. I could buy tickets, or you could buy tickets, and we'd wind up in, you know, I don't know, someplace else on the planet the night that you've got your tickets, and you really can't be there for it. So that's got to be problematic.
But, you know, you are privileged because you know somebody in Hamburg who has two subscriptions with six concerts each and with two tickets for each concert. So... just treat him nicely, and maybe you get two tickets for one of these concerts.
Would that be you?
That would be me.
That would
exactly.
be you you're talking about? All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I had planned, I haven't done it yet, to send you the dates and what the performances are that I have tangled with tickets for this summer. So you have to send me the dates for when your subscriptions are good, and I will look and plan a trip to fly from Bradley International Airport in Hartford into Dublin, and then from Dublin we'll fly with Aer Lingus into Hamburg, and from Hamburg we'll go play with you, and Mark and I will take your two tickets and leave you home. And then, see, at least when I order my tickets, I order four. So, you know, guests show up, I don't have to say, gee, we have no tickets for you. So
that sounds like a solid threat of you coming to Hamburg. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that. Let me know, because I would love to go to... I would love to see
if you.
If
you come exactly in 2 months, you will meet your president, because Donald Trump will be in Hamburg for the G20 summit, and we have Mr. Putin here, and we have Mr. Erdogan, and we have all the the government buses here assembling in Hamburg for 2 days.
They're going to a concert.
You should come then. That will be a programmed chaos here in the city because everybody expects lots of delays and traffic jams.
Oh, yeah, just from the security people alone. When is that happening?
It's happening in the second week of July.
Wow, height of season, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Well, you shouldn't forget that Hamburg, and some people forget that, Hamburg is the second biggest city in Germany. It's close to 2 million people. Berlin is the biggest with approximately 4 million. Then we have Hamburg. And I think the Hamburg people have always been a little bit, you know, how should I say, they didn't feel very well because Munich, they have the Oktoberfest, Cologne, they have the big cathedral, Frankfurt has the big airport and the financial industry, and Berlin has the capital and this huge history of you know, German emperors. But what has Hamburg? And they thought, we have this port, which is 800 years old, but nobody...
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to tell you about a handkerchief I have. Sounds ridiculous, but it fits. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams talking with my good friend Neil Haupt in Hamburg, Germany. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, lift your stein and drink your beer.
Eins, Around zwei, the world drei, this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Talking with my good friend Niels Haupt, who is he's a wonderful person, and you know he had trouble describing this concert hall in Hamburg. I have trouble describing him. He is just an amazing person and a great friend, and somebody I just met through business, like so many of the people that you hear on the air with me, who wind up becoming great friends. And he's now back living in Germany, and I hope to be going over to visit. But a bunch of years ago, and I'll bet it's, oh my gosh, I'll bet it's 15 years ago, I was at some event that I was invited to by German National Tourism Office in New York. And when the event was over, and these things, they're either for media and or for travel professionals who sell travel, recommend things to people, or influence where people go. Part of the, often there are table shows. Sometimes there's some, you know, film or something, a front of the room presentation, and maybe cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, maybe dinner, maybe lunch or something. I don't remember what it was because it's a long time ago now, but I do remember that one of the regions of Germany that was being featured at this German National Tourism Office event in New York was Hamburg. And when you leave these events, they give you a little shopping bag and it's got trinkets in it. Sometimes there are flash drives with, now, I mean, it wouldn't have been happened 20 years ago, but there would be flash drives with photos and whatever, or there'd be some things in there, some brochures and other stuff, and maybe a pen, a keychain, or something to remind you about Germany. Well, in this sack, there was a little square cardboard box, shiny green, like you'd get in a department store when you buy something, and it was only about a quarter of an inch high. And when you opened this green box, inside there was a white linen handkerchief with little lace embroidery around the edge. And the reason they gave that was that the people who sailed from Hamburg, which was a major form of transportation decades ago, they would wave a white handkerchief goodbye to the people on the shoreline. So everybody leaving got a little green box with a white handkerchief in it. And for the longest time, I just had it in my closet in the box. And one day I decided to take it out and use it because the suit I was wearing had a pocket and I thought it would look pretty in the pocket. So, and the pity of it was taking it out of the box and using it meant I have no idea where it is today. It's just gone.
Oh, my God. I need to take a look whether I find another one for you.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet. But I don't need something physical to think of you all the time, Mr. Niels Haupt.
Thank you.
Think of you all the time anyway. So that's my story. So Are there good places for Wiener Schnitzel in Hamburg?
Well, actually, Wiener Schnitzel is the
more
best
southern?
Wiener Schnitzel you get in Vienna, of course. Hamburg is more a city of fish because we are not very close to the coast, but the interesting thing about the port in Hamburg is that you have to go down the River Elbe for many, many hours, or if you leave the port of Hamburg, it takes like 6 to 8 hours until you're out in the North Sea. So we are far away from the coast, but on the other hand, there's a lot of fish and different dishes with fish. One of the most famous is Lapskaus. Lapskaus is a really speciality here in the north. It's
spell that
it's
for
a
me.
Dish which was mostly served on board of the ships.
Spell that.
I think it's mashed potatoes with corned beef with a piece of herring, a cucumber, and with an egg, a fried egg on the top. It looks awful. The colors look awful. And I swear I never take photos of food and post them on Facebook. I hate this when people do it, but that was the first time I had to do it because it looked so interesting.
Spell it for me. Lobscow.
You should try that. I should say it's interesting. It doesn't look very nice, but it's good. I liked it.
The combination of herring and corned beef and cucumbers is to begin with a little weird, but hey. But spell Lobscow for me. How do you spell it?
It's Lobskaus.
Lobscow. All right, I'll go look it up. Well, you know,
and if you really come here, if it's not only a promise, if you really come, I'm going to find the best place for you here in Hamburg. They serve the best lapskaus you can imagine. And you will feel like a sailor.
Okay. But, you know, the first time I was in Germany, the only thing we recognized on a menu was Wiener Schnitzel. Austrian or otherwise, we Wiener Schnitzeled our way across Wiener Schnitzel mit Kartoffeln.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was my big...
That's amazing.
I
love it.
We had three big sentences. This was my total vocabulary at the time. Ein halb Liter Bier, bitte. Haben Sie ein Freizimmer?
Yes.
And Wiener Schnitzel mit Kartoffeln. I ate Wiener Schnitzel for 10 days in Germany.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I had no idea, because the first time we were in Germany, there were no menus that had English translation on them. There were none.
Yeah, that's true.
When we went, the first city we arrived in, we took the Eurail, first class travel for Americans. We took the Eurail passes and we went from, I guess, Brussels. I think it was from Brussels. And we went from Brussels to, where did we go? To Koblenz. And we sat we sat down in a restaurant, and before we knew it, this was not a place many Americans show up in, so we were an oddity. And before we knew it, the entire restaurant, which was, you know, full of chatter and clinking glasses and people laughing and whatever, was dead silent because everybody in the restaurant had stopped eating and speaking to look at us. Why? Because then, I don't eat this way anymore, but then I was eating like an American, where you have the fork in the left hand, the knife in the right hand, you cut, you put the knife down, you transfer the fork from the right hand, from the left hand to the right hand, and then you eat. And they thought this was hysterical because they'd never seen this dance of the knife and fork. I eat European style now for at least 15 years, but because it's much more efficient. And, you know, if there are people that think mother didn't raise me correctly, they just don't realize I, you know, spent so much time in Europe. So I eat European style. And there was a man at the end of the dinner. We were just finishing up. My husband stood up, all 6'6", 2 meters of him, and a very tall, older man who was at least, he had to be 50 years older than my husband, came to the table because he, too, was 2 meters tall. And he had never, ever, ever in Koblenz met another man he could stand and look eye to eye with. So, I mean, we were just the amazing oddity of the place. But then, nobody spoke English, and there was no English translation on menus. I have to go. We have come to this end of this hour, and now we have to talk about getting from the U.S. to Hamburg with Aer Lingus after these important messages. So stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.